Hello, just made it, Captain, Ranger, whatever. Call this meeting to order. Have roll call, please.
Bill Goggins?
Here.
Laura Hine?
Here.
John Kepler?
Here.
Kathleen McMonagle? Betsy Pringle?
Here.
Elsie Weber?
Here.
Rick Whitney?
Here. Well, as I look at our agenda, our first item of business before anything is election of officers.
What?
I'm going to repeat the same thing that I told you guys last year. I enjoy being chair and I consider it an honor, but if any of you aspires to have a shot at it, it won't hurt my feelings one iota, and I want to welcome anybody who wants to step up to the plate. So, having said that, anybody want to
take a shot? I move nominate Rick as the
second. You did such a fine job. We're just fine with you.
All right. Are there any other nominations? John, what do you...
I call for the vote.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, guys. Vice chair.
I think Bill's vice chair.
I'd like to nominate
Bill. I'll second. He doesn't want to do it.
I'll second that.
I think it's somebody else's turn.
What?
Elsie,
well, see, if
it
was turns, then I wouldn't be the chair.
No, I haven't.
We don't take...
Do you have an aversion to doing it again?
Well, this year I have some Marine Corps travel. It's going to be probably during a couple of meetings, so it might be good to...
Elsie, why don't you do it?
Okay.
I'd like to nominate Elsie Weber to
second.
Be vice chair.
Okay.
But thank you, Bill, for...
Are there any other nominations? Going once? Going twice? Nominations closed. All in favor of Elsie Weber as vice chair? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Elsie, you're not voting for yourself?
No, but I want you guys to know I just turned in my email, so I guess that ought to make things pretty good.
Hey!
Perfect timing.
All right. So, Elsie, congratulations as our new vice chair.
21st century.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Drug my feet forever.
With that, our agenda tonight is we've got reading and approval of the minutes, followed by council member reports and comments from the audience. Council member reports and comments, work program review, then we have the audience request, and then we have final action on tree regs, on housing regs, and we also are adding a couple more people to the Lakeview Advisory Group, and maybe a few administrative reports at the end if anybody has anything. So with that, would anyone like to move to dispense with the reading of the minutes?
So moved.
Second, anyone?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, good. So let's start with the minutes of October 26th meeting. Anybody have any additions or corrections to those minutes? I looked at them. They looked okay to me. But if not, could someone move to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor of approving the October 26th minutes as written, please signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. Motion approved. November 23rd minutes. Any additions or corrections?
Just the spelling of the word "the" on the second page.
Well,
or the third page, I should say.
I'm
item 7.
Okay.
Do that HCC. Only thing I found.
Yeah, it is missing an E there. Any other? Someone want to move to approve the minutes?
So approved. Or so moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to approve the November 23rd minutes. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Okay. Minutes are approved. Any members have reports or comments for the good of the order?
Betsy and I went to a meeting with several staff members on the Houghton and Lakeview
neighborhood update
meeting for Sorry, I'm having a brain freeze this evening. For the community
neighborhood planning updates.
Yeah.
And I certainly want to thank the city for being very well prepared with lots of tools to help us do our jobs. And that those meetings for Houghton and Lakeview both start tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock.
Is that a joint meeting?
It will be a joint
separate
meeting in separate rooms.
Okay.
At the same time.
It's going to be joint only the first night, right?
Same but different.
Hmm? Different places.
Yeah. Different rooms.
Same time.
I'm going to split myself in half?
Yes.
You have to clone yourself, Elsie. Yeah.
We're going to get you some roller skates, okay. And you can go back.
Okay, so that'll be your first actual. You guys got a good game plan put together as far as
the city has an agenda that they came up with. They're going to be there helping us out, and I think that this one will be sort of getting our feet wet and, you know, getting the groups to work together as groups, and everybody knows mm-hmm. who everybody is and what their goals are.
Okay.
Yeah, I think overall an outline so everybody understands the course, the direction. What's going to take place each meeting set.
Okay.
And then overall get to know each other so everybody's comfortable talking.
Good.
And getting their ideas expressed and getting a way to document them.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I don't remember is whether in the end John and I decided that we were going to get involved at all in the discussions or just remain aloof as facilitators, making sure that we are facilitating the discussions and not disclosing. And I can't remember what we...
Well, I decided for me.
Okay.
So the recommendation from the city was to be very reserved on our opinion, where they're more as facilitator
mm-hmm.
than as a participant.
Mm-hmm.
And that when we felt it very prudent that we give our opinion or that we're asked what our opinion was to make sure that we very clearly state this is our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The city also recommended that during the discussions that as facilitators we gather all the information, and then when we come back to the Houghton Community Council, at that point the city recommended really verbalizing what our opinion is.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned during the meeting at that point that it's not a good idea to ambush anybody in the group meeting and not tell them exactly where we personally stood. Make sure that we're not there representing necessarily the council at whole, but it's a personal opinion mm-hmm. and that we would discuss it amongst the council,
mm-hmm.
but not to ambush anybody at this meeting mm-hmm. so they very clearly know where they stood. And we also wanted to recommend that those people come to the Houghton Community Council meeting as well and participate in this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the neighborhood planning meeting.
Okay.
But I know for me it's very, very important that nobody gets ambushed, mm-hmm. that everybody always know where I stand. Mm-hmm. But I very definitely want to withhold be as reserved as possible to facilitate everybody else's.
And not stifle their participation.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I absolutely want everybody's opinion heard. And then the comment was there is undoubtedly going to be very polarized opinions on certain things. The example in the meeting that I used is, since I'm dealing with Lake Street, somebody might want to take Lake Street down to a bike lane. Somebody else might want to make it 8 lanes wide and make the speed limit 90 miles an hour. So those are very two polarized views.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we document that in a neighborhood plan to bring that back to the city council as something it can get incorporated into the plan? And so there was some communication with the city staff on the first role is to get everybody's opinion out, and then the second role is how do you get it collapsed into a singular point of focus,
mm-hmm.
and understanding that that singular point of focus may not happen. And then so at that point, then some discussions with the Houghton Community Council, and then some help from the city staff in terms of how this bike lane versus an 8-lane freeway, it's 90 miles an hour, how that goes back to the comprehensive plan. And really, you know, obviously neither one of those would work with any of the city planning at all.
Right.
And then so the city staff then would have to explain to people that's kind of out of bounds for the discussion.
Right.
So I think those are what I came away with, was that would be the very difficult part is how do we get two very polarized views into a singular point of focus into a neighbor plan.
Well, and in the sense, you're going to have a limited amount of time to accomplish a great deal, and so when people are throwing out things that are clearly just way out there, that you, I'm hoping that you're not going to let them take too much of your time when it's way out there. Because you should have a starting point. They've got to know that they're going to, that's got to be within something that's going to be approved by both the Houghton Community Council and, more importantly, City Council. So,
and I think this from Lakeview's standpoint, Janice has a pretty good bead on, you know, what the comprehensive plans is and kind of where to help direct us and focus us. And I think the city, like I said, they've come up with some really, really good tools to support us.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they talked about having like a parking lot. So maybe you take an idea that's really beyond the scope or it's going to take way too much. Just you say, okay, we'll put that in the parking lot.
Good.
And maybe we'll come back to that later, but let's get back to, sorry, you know.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because
yeah,
it could easily get out of control if you didn't.
Well, everybody has their own reason for being on the screen.
Exactly. So. Exactly. I think do both you guys have the BN trail, or is that just Lakeview?
It kind of divides the two neighborhoods. And
that's,
so I would,
that's what I'm thinking.
It's. Uh-huh. It's a, I think it's in our written plan. I think it's in Central Houghton's written plan, right?
But it'll affect both neighborhoods. So.
And
it's a regional issue, too. So.
Exactly. I mean, I could see that being a real challenge.
Well, there was an ad in the paper today. Did you see that editorial in the paper today?
From Mr. Wallace, mm-hmm. City Council member from Bellevue.
Yeah
I didn't.
I didn't see that.
It was more editorial, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was an editorial, basically, saying that he wants to quit. Trail across the Burlington Northern.
Okay.
So I'm not really, I'm just,
can I mention something, too?
Please do, Paul.
I think we just sent out an email today with the agenda and the format for all the community councils to follow, so you'll be aware of what's being talked about, at least to get a sense of how that's being set up to you and the Planning Commission, so you keep on track as these things go along. So you should have an email with a link to that that agenda for the tomorrow night's meetings.
Good. Yeah. What I had proposed in the first was that we're not recreating the wheel, and to the extent that you've got some direction from previous neighborhood plans as well as the comp plan for the city as a whole, that's your framework you start with, and then maybe you look at modifying it a little bit. You don't start from scratch, and hopefully that's the direction you take.
And for the Lakeview, I know that we saw the Houghton two meetings ago, and last meeting Janice finalized and forwarded over to me the Lakeview comment. The Lakeview plan as it exists now, completely noted up with some editorial comments about to get everything consistent, this should move here, this should move here. And so, staff has done a wonderful job of getting
right.
They're really on top of it.
They are.
Excellent. Okay. Sounds good. Any other comments?
As you can tell, we're into it.
I'm excited. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it should be interesting tomorrow night, I think.
Anything else? Okay. With that, we'll move into, is there anything on the work program review that you want to cover, Paul?
Yeah, I think I'll mention what's happening because I laid in front of you the kind of the draft planning work program, 2010 to 2012. And the Planning Commission has reviewed this and is recommending this to the City Council at their joint meeting coming up on February 2nd. And just to note a couple of key projects here. Task one is the annual comp plan update, and we originally were charged with completing the comp plan, a major update to the comp plan, by the end of 2011. That's a whole new horizon year, 2031, a whole new level of service standards, capital facilities plan, transportation plan, the whole bit, visioning exercise perhaps. However, there's a bill in the legislature now to extend that to 2014, and we're supporting that for a couple of reasons. One, staff and resources really aren't available in budget. Secondly, we'd like to get the census information. That's still kind of behind that time frame. And third, the annexation is coming, so it would be good if we can do the whole city at one time. So we've kind of pushed that out, hoping that legislation will change. We think it will. There's a good chance it will and defer that comp plan update to 2014. So if that's the case, then we could probably take up another round of neighborhood plans, which the Bridle Trails and South Rose Hill neighborhoods are on the next schedule of neighborhood plans. So we think we can fill that with another round of neighborhood plans.
Great.
We also are working with the Transportation Commission on transportation policies. This is kind of something they've been putting together for a few months and is trying to get some buy-in on some transportation principles that they can all agree to before they go into this LOS and concurrency and development regulation change. So they've been meeting with the City Council, Planning Commission. They intend to come to you, I think, at your February meeting to present what they've been talking about and give you a sense of what some of these principles are. Nothing totally new. It's really focusing on alternatives to the SOV, the single occupancy vehicle, trying to promote transit and bikes and alternative modes. So it's just how they characterize it, I think, is a different approach. I think you'll be interested in looking at that. So that's coming forward to you. And the Transportation Commission will be working on that for the next several months. I already mentioned the neighborhood plans. We have some code enforcement regulations we're working on, two parts of that. One is consolidating our code enforcement into one chapter, the municipal code. And then secondly, we have a bundle of miscellaneous code amendments that we'll be working on this year. So you'll see several of those that affect Houghton. Housing, as you know, we finish up the housing regulations hopefully tonight. And then we're going to focus on some implementation measures such as preservation housing and some of the strategies that ARCH has us working on. And then under natural environment stewardship, task 5, we want to finish up the shoreline master program with the state. Critical air regulations, that's another one that would be deferred to 2014. That's dealing with wetlands and streams. And then we're moving into, after we finish up the tree regulations, moving into, again, implementation, working on our canopy analysis, some education, some outreach, and things of that nature. And then a couple of things we've been kind of waiting on is getting into our LID and green codes, working on solar and low-impact development techniques and other types of green things that provide some both standards and incentives for people to use green things in their development and building. And then database, again, that's a lot of census information there. Regional coordination has to do with the King County countywide planning policies, Puget Sound Regional Council, suburban cities, and so forth. And, of course, the big kahuna is annexation. So we're still trying to get our hands around that, looking at our resources, our schedule, our work program. There are a number of things that will affect the Planning Commission and, of course, staff, and we're still trying to put that all together. So that's kind of the thumbnail sketch of it, and thought we'd give you an update of that prior to the City Council taking a look at that next week. So, any questions on any of those tasks? Or?
You got a full plate.
Got a full plate, yeah. Annexation is going to be the big unknown at this point.
So, yeah.
What's Wild Glen?
Well, that's a funny little small parcel on the north side of Simons Road that was not included in the original annexation. It was kind of an oversight. It's still part of the fire district. It's the last parcel that would be in the fire district, so just missed it, and we want to go back and bring that in. So it's a condo project at the corner of 100th and Simons there. Mm.
It's its own little city, or what?
No, it's just like 37 or 30 or 40 units, yeah. Condos. Yeah.
A single parcel.
It's got a name? That's kind of cool.
Okay. Any questions about the work program?
Okay.
Thanks, Paul. All right. Would any of our members of the audience care to speak to us? Okay. Okay. Then we will move to tree rags. John, I take it you're running the show here.
A brief presentation for you.
Okay.
So as you're aware, City Council adopted the tree regulation amendments back on December 15th. The adopting ordinance was Ordinance 4226. And it affects, because you know the regulations affects all the properties within the city, and therefore Houghton has jurisdiction over the parcels within your jurisdiction area. Therefore, tonight, the Houghton Community Council may approve Resolution 2010-2, which would approve Ordinance 4226, which are the tree regs, and you can find them in Exhibit 1 of your packet, or you can approve a revised Resolution 2010-2, which would disapprove the ordinance, And then lastly, the zoning code states that if you fail to disapprove the ordinance by February 13th, that would then basically it's the same as approving the ordinance. But before Houghton acts on their resolution, staff wanted to provide an update to the community council on a couple items where there were some discrepancies or differences in your recommendations with the Planning Commission, and just give you an update on what went down with the City Council adoption. And so this first item had to do with the tree removal permit issue. Originally, staff had recommended that tree removal permit should be required. But at Houghton's public hearing, your recommendation was not to require a permit, and that it was best to keep the current voluntary approach because it seemed to be working. And in addition, the Houghton Community Council did not want to impose additional burden to the property owners, as well as the kind of idea that this approach is really would not be effective in terms of monitoring the tree canopy. But what the Planning Commission did was they recommended approval of, they recommended that the city move towards an online permit system, really to address this issue of, you know, making it as simple as possible for property owners. You know, they don't have to come into City Hall. They can do this all online without an application fee. And they felt that the information gathered from these permits in terms of the data of, or the rate of tree removal could help supplement our future tree canopy study, as well as providing public notice in a sense, because these permits would be accessed online. So the Planning Commission recommended that the city maintain the current voluntary approach, and then at such time that the city can create this online permit system with no charge to an applicant, then at that time the city should then process an amendment to require a tree removal permit. So the City Council adopted the Planning Commission's recommendation, and in their ordinance that adopts on Section 2, page 6, there is some language there to this effect of directing staff to create to process an amendment at such time that there's this online permit system. And as well, they added code language to the zoning text, which is on page 17. So in terms of the code amendment, it would have to follow this process 4, which you're familiar with, in which Houghton would have jurisdiction at that point, again, in terms of that new proposed regulation. So this is something where we wanted to make sure that you were in agreement with this approach, and if you had any questions, we're here to answer.
Can you re-explain what you just said, the last... maybe I didn't follow you. You're saying that before this permit system would be implemented, we would have to approve it?
Yes. So what the...
It's not what it says.
Mm-hmm. Which page is it?
It's on page 17 of the packet, 8 of the ordinance.
Right. The council directs staff to process a code amendment. In order to process a code amendment, that's a process 4. In which case, we have to go back through the process, which means going through Houghton, going through the Planning Commission, in which case you would have then jurisdiction over that issue, whether or not to implement it within Houghton.
I'm okay with this approach.
I'm fine with it.
I have a question.
Yes.
What's the estimated time to have it up and running on the computer, you know, or online?
Yeah, at this time, we're not sure, because we still need to talk with IT, because they're going to be running the bulk of this to make sure the technology is there, to have the maps online, to have the forums online. And currently, it's not on their work program, so we'll have to check with them and see
their availability. I guess what I'm asking is it, are we looking at like 3 months or 10 years?
Probably several months, sometime this year perhaps, but with annexation and other things going on, it may have a back burner, and IT is gearing up for the annexation too, so we'll have to see it, but not 10 years, but sometime in the next 6 to 12 months, my guess.
Mm. I, I'm confused because as John just pointed out on page 17, it does say, until such time as an online permit system is made available at no cost to the applicant. How does that then necessitate a code amendment?
Right. But if you look at page 6 of the ordinance, section 2 at the very top, the last paragraph of that section, the City Council directs staff to process a proposed zoning code amendment to this effect at such time as the city is able to accept online permit applications for tree removal requests.
Where are you reading? Where is this?
So page 6, section 2 at the very top of the page, last
the
sentence.
Rick,
mm-hmm. The ordinance. It's signed at the very top.
I was looking at page 6 of the actual ordinance, or the...
Oh, sorry.
The tree ordinance attachment.
Page 6 of the packet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead with your presentation while we're
okay
digesting them.
So the second item.
I'm not finding it. Did you find it?
Go ahead, John.
The second item had to do with the tree removal and replacement threshold. This is where the Planning Commission felt that this regulation did not address the larger properties. So currently you could remove the 2 trees per year until you get to the last 2 trees, in which case then you would have to replace those 2 trees if they were removed. The Planning Commission felt that a ratio approach should be utilized, where 1 tree for every 2,500 square feet would be required to remain. The Houghton Community Council recommended that no change should occur with the current regulation, which is the same as the staff's recommendation. And the primary concern here is that we wanted to have substantial data to support such a change, such as the future canopy analysis that we'll be undertaking. So the City Council adopted the Houghton Community Council's recommendation on this, which is for no change, and also for that same reason that the City Council would like to relook, you know, take a look at this again, this issue again, once we do have that tree canopy data and see if any changes are necessary. So this was consistent with your recommendation. Mm-hmm. And then the last item, this is something the City Council brought up at their deliberations at their meetings, and it had to do with the emergency tree removal section. So in the staff packet, pages 3 and 4 summarizes this, but basically what they did was they wanted to clarify that emergency tree removal applies to trees not only on city property but also private property. And then in the case for utility maintenance, they added language that said, you know, let's look at pruning the trees before removing them. And so we included that language there. So those are really the only 3 items we wanted to make sure that you're aware of before acting on this resolution.
Okay. Thank you, John.
So if the council wasn't in agreement with these changes, then what would you do?
So if you were not in agreement?
I mean, the question is, are we in agreement? If we weren't in agreement, then do we have an opportunity to change it? Or?
No, I think you'd have to
veto it, yeah.
Ordinance, right. Yes.
But really, okay, let's go into discussion on these items. So we've got 3 items. We don't have an issue with the second item because they're agreeing with our position. The third item seems pretty innocuous. Does anybody have any issue with that?
No, I agree with that.
So the only one that really could be a source of concern, I think, is the permit issue. And then it comes down to whether we're certain that this thing is, that we would have the ability, if we disagreed with the permit, to be able to oppose it if and when the permit became available.
Well, it doesn't seem as onerous if you can do it online and there's no fee. So basically you're notifying the city, mm-hmm. you know, and so I feel okay with it. I think that, you know, as long as there's no repercussion to the, you know, it's like, you know, there's going to be a lot of people with the annexation. There's going to be 73,000 people. There's going to be a lot of people cutting down trees. And if they understand the tree ordinances, I can cut down 2 trees on my property. If they didn't get the piece of information, I have to apply for this online permit, even though it's not, nothing really happened, you know. It's sort of like a courtesy permit almost, right? I mean, can it be denied?
It sounds more like notification.
Yes, it sounds more like notification than, because could that permit be denied? If you can take down two trees a year, would there be an instance when that permit would be denied?
Well, let me give you an example that I got from an ex-mayor in the first year of this. And, of course, it's subject to the whoever's acting as the city forester at the time. But Deb Eddy had a situation where she had two trees that she wanted to take down on her property. She has a lot of property. She lives near Bridal Trails. Mm-hmm. She actually had three trees. One of them was clearly a danger tree. There was no doubt. It was not even an issue. And then there were two other trees that she wanted to remove. She went through the process of a courtesy request for, you know, approval. The forester denied it and said, no, you can only remove the danger tree and one other tree. Mm-hmm. Deb Eddy was livid. I'm just telling you, that happened. Mm-hmm. So now that's not with our current forester, so I'm not trying to taint you, Deb, but it did happen.
And again, she may have been unhappy about it, but there were no, other than she had to wait till the next year to take that tree down.
She had every right in the world to do it within the ordinance. Just,
well, if she had a right to do it within the ordinance, then how?
Yeah, then how could it be denied?
Could it be denied?
It was.
My understanding.
That would surprise me. I'm not sure.
I talked to Deb. I
understand,
have.
But yeah.
But that's worst case scenario. Yeah. Is.
Well, okay. Let me throw the one thing that I'm concerned with on this is that once the permits are approved, the permit system's approved, we have no control over charges, and so they can say at no charge to institute it. But then beyond that, we're out of the loop. They can implement fees in the future. We have nothing to say about it. That's my problem with it. And I have no doubt in my mind that in time, you know, there's every reason in the world to think that somebody's going to make a good argument that, hey, it costs us staff time to be able to process these things. We need to recover some of our costs. And they're going to look to be reimbursed. But my point in supporting, you know, that we agreed to do this because it wasn't going to cost anything to the people to remove the trees. And now we're opening ourselves up to it if we allow a permit system.
Well, can we go back to our discussion on the satellite imaging or whatever it was, the tree canopy software, hardware, the miracle that's going to happen, that's going to allow us to keep track of our actual tree canopy. If that were a system that were working optimally, we could phase out this process, right? Because that would allow us to keep track of our trees?
I think they're really two different things. The canopy is at a much broad scale.
Yeah.
Hard to see individually.
Yeah. I think there are a number of, I think, benefits to the permit review. But I think the message John was trying to make is that it'll come back as a code amendment, and you can look at it at the time, and whether you agree with it or not at that point, you can say, no, we don't think it's a good idea, or yes. And it's not like you have to make that decision now. It's as a future date when that would come back for your review as a code amendment.
Well, I from my standpoint, Paul, in addressing that, I do think we need to address it now, because as legislation happens over time, it begins to change the fundamental value of the way things happen. And if they happen piece by piece by piece, we're having a discussion right now about that topic, and in 2 years it might come back for our review and it's only one little thing and, oh, what the heck, we'll vote it yes. As we're today, very clearly we would vote no. So
not necessarily. You shouldn't assume that.
Excuse me. I would vote no.
Okay, that's fair.
Apparently.
Yeah, I was speaking metaphorically. I should not have done that. So I think there's just a point where the encroachment begins to make me sit up and really take notice. And from my standpoint, that crossed the threshold.
Is your biggest concern the money?
That's mine.
Fees.
That's mine. That's absolutely.
Is there any way to? There's probably no way to make sure that.
No. John, go ahead.
So I guess to address your concern, I think realistically we feel that this no fee to the applicant approach is realistic, because this type of review is really meant to be the most simple. It doesn't involve Deb. It just involves whoever's reviewing these permits, counting the number of trees, making sure that it's the two within the last year, making sure the tree's not in any sensitive area or covenant area, and then approval. It's when then it gets kicked out of this review process and it starts to involve Deb or then that's where the fees are involved. So I don't know if that'll address your concern.
Not at all. Because I know politics. It's out of your control. I mean, it's just that when you're short on revenues and you're looking for ways to justify or to try to help balance a budget, you know, it's an obvious place to go is, hey, let's recover some of our costs, even if it's nominal, you know, but any fee to me. And I'm not saying that it's not reasonable to request some sort of a fee for this, but that's something that we were adamant against when we approved the tree ordinance. And so I feel strongly that we should stick to that. And I think this is poor legislation, personally. I think to have this, add this provision in here on page 17 that John pointed out, that's sloppy. You know, if you're going to have to introduce an ordinance a modification that you're, as you're saying, that you guys are going to be introducing, then why in the world do you make some reference to it in this ordinance? It makes no sense.
Were you at that meeting? At that council meeting?
Yeah, you guys argued against it.
Do you remember how it happened?
Yeah.
Really quickly.
Pardon?
The whole thing happened really quickly that evening.
Oh, I know. It was just it was late in the night. It was just they were throwing it out there, but it's no way to have, you know, good legislation. I'm not in any way saying that you guys are responsible for this. I'm criticizing City Council. And I'll tell it to their face. I think this is really poor. You don't have this sort of thing where you say until such time as an online permit system is available at no cost to the applicant and then direct staff to come back with a revised ordinance when it's available. Just don't even have it in there. It makes no sense. So I personally feel pretty strongly that needs to come out, and hopefully they can see the sense in that. And if we veto it, they'll modify it. Take that once. That's all. If that comes out, then I don't see any problem with it.
Well, for me, it's even more basic. I mean, the fact that you have to put a...
Sorry, Elsie.
Put in a permit to remove trees from your property as an infringement on just, property rights. And I don't support permits at all for regular tree removals from your own property. I go back to what I was saying back when this was coming through.
You're probably in the minority in the city as a whole, I would guess, but I appreciate your point of view.
I am what I am.
You is what you is. Elsie.
Yeah, John, I have a question. It's a big city. We're getting a lot of new people added to it. What happens if a neighbor reports that so-and-so took down some trees on his property too? That person thought he was all right for him to take down, and he didn't put in a request for a permit here. Is there going to be repercussions for that?
I think we would just require them to fill out a permit form, and then we review to make sure it complies with our regulations. If it turns out there's an issue with the removal, for example, they removed two trees earlier, a couple months ago, they're above their limit, then there would be repercussions.
Right.
Otherwise, it would just be a matter of documenting the tree removal, and assuming everything meets code, then it should be fine.
So, could you tell me, John, if somebody called the police department at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon and said, "Gee, my neighbor's running a chainsaw, and looks like there's a tree company in the yard. Would you send the police out to stop them? Because I don't know if they have permission to do that." The police have authority to show up on somebody's property and tell them to stop cutting a tree?
Well, on the weekends, the police, or in the evenings, the police help us with code enforcement. So.
Okay, so the police have the ability to tell somebody to stop cutting a tree when they don't need a permit or permission to cut it down.
Well, they could. It seems unlikely that they would get into that, though.
Okay.
But if there was a very upset neighbor, I could see the police officer visiting the site and asking, and maybe even calling one of us to ask on the weekend. You know, we're available for that.
Okay.
Have you had that happen over the last couple of years?
No.
Yeah.
No, and I think there is tree cutting on the weekends.
You haven't had the phone call.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
But, I think there is tree cutting on the weekend, so the officer might ask them to stop and contact us on Monday or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And currently right now, they contact the city, they say, do we need a permit? no, you don't need a permit, but it would be nice to know what you're doing. They'd come in and maybe fill out the form, or they might say, okay, thank you, and call the people and finish cutting the tree down. But does anything need to happen with the police department in terms of a policeman showing up and saying, stop cutting the tree? I mean, do they need to notify the police department so they don't show back up and say, oh, we told you 3 days ago to not do this? And I mean, is there any cross-pollination between the two departments?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
There is.
Yeah, the police would contact us and let us know.
Okay.
If it's something related to one of our areas. Yes, we do talk to them a lot.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions or points they want to make before we somebody makes a motion on how to proceed with this?
My only concern is that we've come this far with the other stuff being worked out, that if we disapprove it, don't approve it, whatever, veto it, that we have nixed the stuff that has made progress. And, you know, if this is something that's going to come back anyway, then we have an opportunity to address it in the future. So I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I do.
Anybody like to make a motion?
Rick? What's your concern, Elsie?
I just feel this is just leading up. This is kind of a nice way to pacify us, so it can just lead right up to, into being expensive a little bit further down the line for permits. Now, that may be pretty blunt, but...
Excuse me, Rick's concern?
Yes.
Can I make an alternate idea?
Sure. We're open. We're open.
You have a resolution. You can add language to your resolution that might indicate how you feel about this if it were to come back to you in the future.
Sure. I think that's a great point.
It's very last page.
What I would even suggest you guys is that, you know, if I was to make a motion, I would move that we disapprove with the clear communication to council that if they were to exempt or take out the insert at the top of page 17, until such time as the online permit system is made available at no cost to the applicant, then we would approve it.
And when you say we, you mean metaphorically again, right?
We, as that's the motion I'm suggesting, because I think that's the middle ground, and I don't think that's given up much on the part of the council. If, in fact, it's going to come back, if, as they say, it's going to come back to us in the future for approval for permits anyway, well, then they're not losing anything by doing that. And then we're all on the same basis. So, to me, it just makes sense.
The flip side of that would be, and I'm asking if this is the option that we could consider, to approve it with the exception of that one piece that we have concerns about and express that concern along with our approval. And that's not the option that we have.
Can't do that.
Just clarifying. I know I clarify this every time it comes up, and I just want to make absolutely sure that
we don't have the ability to exclude an approval. Is it approval or it's...
We either approve it or disapprove it.
Yeah.
We can't,
But with a disapproval, we can put the disapproval with some explanation, which could lead to a future approval were that explanation and of why we're disapproving it to be satisfied to our...
Well, it sounded a little bit like what Nancy was saying. So what exactly...
What I was saying is that in your resolution, you could actually include some language that expresses your dissatisfaction with this concept and says that when this comes back as a code amendment, at this time your intent would be to deny it. Or
are you saying you're suggesting that we would move to approve it but then make that comment?
No.
Motion to disapprove and then add that comment.
No, you could approve it. But say that in the future, if the code amendment came through, your current thinking is that you would not approve that future code amendment.
Well, so is that what this is here, then?
That's... Okay, well, let's move on. Does anyone want to make a motion and get it in play?
I liked what Nancy just said. I would move that we approve it with the additional information that in future, were that amendment to come back to us, that we have reservations.
Is there a second?
Second that.
Any discussion?
I do have some discussion. So I want to make sure I understand exactly what this motion is.
It's a motion to approve what we've got before us, and also to say that there's some additional action that we anticipate coming back to us in the future. And our discussion at this time is leading us towards some concerns about that possible future action that we want to make sure that whoever might bring that action is aware of ahead of time so that they can be prepared for...
That we would not be supportive of an application fee.
Yes.
And I'm not sure how that would, in 2 months, 2 years, 7 years, effectively come back for the Houghton Community Council. I'm just not sure how that really works.
Personally, I don't like passing anything that states that, because if you read the ordinance itself, regardless of what the council's direction is, the ordinance itself provides for an online permit system available as such time as it's available at no cost. Right. It's saying that is, well, at that point...
But we are agreeing to a online permit system, right? You're just concerned about a cost.
But no, I'm not agreeing to it, because once we approve a permit system, then... We can't regulate costs beyond that time. We have no control. There's nothing to stop them from implementing costs at some point in the future, a fee.
Or process.
Unless you put in the ordinance at no fee, you know. So,
I think the intent and purpose language and the actual ordinance language, I'm not sure they are quite in sync with each other.
Where do you mean?
Continue on, Rick. I'll see if I can
put up there for you on the board.
Are you talking about the point that they're saying that the zoning code amendment is to be processed once? See, I'm no scholar in the legal aspects of this, but I don't like approving something that, in essence, says that we're agreeing to a permit system once they can implement an online permit system at no cost. That's what we're agreeing to when we approve this amendment, or approve this ordinance. So, personally, I'm opposed to it.
And what I'm understanding is that what we're approving is something that would be... open the door for something to come back to us as a zone change, but that zone change or that code change would have to be brought back to us once they are ready to actually implement that permit system online.
But a price increase is not a zoning thing.
Right, but that would happen after the approval that we would have to give in the future for that actual permit process online to occur. And so that we'd have a chance to say at that point, yes, we agree with the permit online. No, we don't agree with the permit online, whether it's got a fee or not. And we don't have to make that decision right now to approve the rest of what's here before us.
You know what?
That's my understanding.
You're looking at language that essentially says that as soon as they can implement an online system, then it should be implemented. It's written in here. So if we don't agree with that, if we don't agree with the permit system, we shouldn't be approving this.
Can I call for a vote?
Go ahead. Call for the question.
Question.
All in favor of approving this ordinance?
Resolution.
This resolution as proposed, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Is there any other motions?
Well, how about approving it with this language added?
Make the motion.
Well, I mean, let's not waste some time here. I don't think we're going to approve it.
Well,
I think we're going to disapprove it.
That's basically what we talked about, Betsy. Mm-hmm.
It's just wording for
That's just the wording that's basically what we just voted on.
I thought we just voted for the resolution.
Oh, no, with that.
Oh, before we voted.
Yeah. Okay.
So what was the vote?
4-2 against. So now we can either vote to disapprove with the communication in our resolution that if that language is removed regarding the online permit system, we would approve it, and then, you know, basically encourage City Council to make that modification so we can approve it.
But they've already visited this, and they've already deliberated, and that's
the first thing
that John talked about.
Right, but it wouldn't be the last. It's not the first time that we've come back with some specific aspect of a, of an ordinance that we haven't agreed with, and then we've ended up, they've made a modification for it. They've done it before.
Point of information, Rick.
Yeah.
We have to approve or disapprove this by February 13th, I think was the date. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Our next meeting is after February 13th.
Correct.
So it's got to be dealt with tonight.
Or we have 60 days to just let it go.
No, it's up. We don't have another meeting before the 60 days is up.
So we really do not have a question. We really do not have an opportunity to have this go back before the council. It's either yay or nay.
Well, no. If we disapprove it, then the council can come back with a modification that would then we could approve.
It would be like separate.
Yeah.
It would be coming back.
It goes into effect except in Houghton.
Did you have something to add?
She just asked me a question.
Oh, okay.
Did you ask a question of us, or?
You were shaking your head, so did you have anything to add to Rick's comment, or?
No, I was responding to Nancy's question, so.
You know, honestly, if the council is genuine in their intent to have this come back before us for approval of a permit in the future, then then they should be willing to accept that modification to this. If they're not, then that tells you that they weren't sincere and they really were trying to just slide this by us. But I don't think that's the case.
Well, so. I think we should disapprove and then recommend that they take that language out. And when they do revise it to add the permit system online, that there be very strong language in the ordinance that says that there will never be a fee. I mean, that's your concern. I'm concerned about the fee. I'm concerned about the whole permit thing. But
right.
If there was a fee, we can guarantee that there's no fee, then I'd be more willing to go along with it.
Right.
Is that within our jurisdiction to talk about fees, too?
That's a real question, and that's my concern, Betsy. I don't know the answer to that, but all I know is I'm not willing to approve it tonight, personally, because of that question.
Yeah.
So can we get a motion on the floor and move forward on this?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Didn't
it, Bill.
Just do that?
Pardon? No, it's a motion to either disapprove or approve or disapprove. And within that motion, if, you know, we failed on a motion to approve, if we want to try to have a motion to disapprove with some additional language to give direction to the council on what we would approve if they were to reconsider it, then that's, I think, a constructive way to approach it.
Okay, so I'm going to make my motion.
Well, shouldn't we?
You don't have the floor, Betsy. Go ahead, John. Or Bill.
Hey.
So my motion.
Yep, Betsy or Elsie. That's you don't have the floor.
Both of yous.
Bill's got the floor.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so the motion is to disapprove ordinance number 4226, which was adopted by the Kirkland City Council on December 15th, and disapprove it with a recommendation that the language that is in paragraph 5, let me be more specific, it's section 95.23, tree removal, paragraph 5, tree removal allowances, that the box that says insert until such time an online permit system is made available at no cost to the applicant, that insert be removed, and any other inserts that might exist that do the same thing, and then we'd be more amenable to approving it. Also, we'd like to see language about fees, if that's feasible, no pun intended, to be inserted in any updates that do add the online permit system so that citizens are guaranteed that they won't have to pay permit to remove two trees from their property each year.
Got all that down? Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Any discussion? Any discussion? Any discussion?
Yeah, point of clarification, I guess.
Cool.
So by approving Bill's motion, we would be signifying to the city council that we're ready to approve this ordinance.
Except for the
as
permit.
As written, except as amended.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And a vote against disapproval with that piece would essentially be signifying that we are prepared to approve, and that's why we're disagreeing in
right.
this particular instance.
Exactly.
Either that or we're ready to make a motion.
No, okay, so there's a motion on the floor. Any further discussion?
Somebody read Bill's motion there at the beginning of it where it said we're voting against the resolution.
The motion is to disapprove.
Disapprove the resolution.
But giving direction. Go ahead, Bill. You want to repeat it?
Disapprove the ordinance 4226, which was adopted by the Kirkland City Council on December 15th, 2009.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. I just wanted to make sure that I understood what you said.
All right. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 John, are you not voting?
Abstained.
All opposed?
Aye.
Opposed.
Okay. Motion carries. So, with that, we will move on. Housing regulations.
Whoa. That was just on his motion.
That
was disapproval.
That's the action.
Yeah.
Our action is either to approve or disapprove or not take action. We took action.
Unless you want to make a motion to take no action.
What were you thinking was next?
Well, no. So you had favor.
Three to two. 3-2 and you abstained.
And you abstained.
So we carried 3-2.
Okay, well, on my before we move on, then, on my point of clarification to you, so, Rick, if you would you just repeat back what you think passed? I'm confused.
We disapproved the ordinance. We have disapproved the revisions to the tree ordinance. The tree regs, we've disapproved them. Okay, now I don't think any of us really want that, but they've inserted the permit requirement at the end that made it something that we didn't agree with, and we're willing to veto it because if they want to come back with the permits in the future, then we'll consider it at that time. But we're not going to agree to something that commits us to the permits right now, and that's basically what Bill said. If they would make that modification, then we would approve it. That's the ordinance that just got, or that is the, that's the resolution that just got passed.
Yeah, please forgive me. I want to make clear before we move on. I do apologize. So your motion was to approve it.
No. His motion was to disapprove.
You can only disapprove or approve.
You can either disapprove or approve.
You can't go changing it. You can make recommendations for why you would approve it in the future. What was it that was keeping us from approving it in your disapproval?
The disapproval resolution included language that basically communicated to the council that should they choose to remove the permit requirements, then we would be willing to approve it in the future.
In other words, they could send it back to us, and then we would approve it if they made the corrections.
I apologize if I didn't do a good job of making it clear to you, John. But
well, I'm on the approval disapproval. I may have gotten backwards simply because of a comment that made that if we voted no on this, we're agreeing that we would approve it later without the language stricken, and that may have gotten me all mixed up because both ways.
If you didn't have a majority vote to disapprove, if this motion hadn't carried and we hadn't been able to take action, then by default, it would have
gone into effect.
It would have gone into effect.
So as of right now, it's just disapproved.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You good with it?
I'm good with it.
Okay. Hope to work with them. Seriously. I'd like to see the... I think you guys did a great job on all the regulations and modifications you guys made, seriously. And I hate to think that we can't get those implemented in Houghton. But I don't want it to be forced upon us, the permits, if we're saying that they're going to bring an ordinance in the future, fine. Then have that in the future, not commit to it now.
So. Question for staff. Are there other examples where we've had that about language of there will be a future change? That will be implemented.
It's pretty awkward and
it's
rare.
It's terrible legislation. It really is. Okay, housing regs.
Before you tonight is Resolution 2010-1, which adopts Ordinance 4222, approved by the City Council on December 15th, 2009. And approval of the resolution would make the... amendments for affordable housing effective in Houghton. The issue that came up at the City Council meeting had to do with a mandatory provision requiring affordable housing within certain zones, and the language is included in the ordinance that is shown on page one of the memo from Dawn Nelson, saying that the subsection is not effective within the disapproval jurisdiction of the Houghton Community Council.
All right.
I'd like that.
Yeah. Well, that was what we asked for, and that's great. We appreciate it. Really isn't much to discuss. They basically we've already reviewed and approved this as long as it wasn't mandatory, so I don't really...
I do have a question, though.
Okay.
Let's see. On page six... where it lists the PLs, PLAs, and the WD1, WD3. It really doesn't say up there that it's not effective. The 10% is not effective in the, not mandatory in the Houghton area. Am I reading that wrong? I know it does back here in the...
Yes, it will be in the, it won't
the table.
Be on the charts.
It's in the charts. I see it there, but I was just looking at this. I mean, is this going to be part of it, right?
Right, but the previous section would supersede
it. Explain why? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I see what you're saying.
Do we have conflict?
I don't think so.
Don't think so. Okay.
No, I just want to make sure that it's clear. I don't want somebody to have a big fat surprise.
Okay. Would someone like to make a motion to approve the housing regs?
I move we approve the zoning code amendment for affordable housing. ZON.
Elsie, can I help you with this? If you go to the very last page, there's already a resolution.
I always do this wrong, don't I? I think after 20 years, I'd get it, guys.
Well, they don't always draft a resolution for us, but when they do, it's very helpful.
Okay. We approve resolution 2010-1.
Do we need to read the whole thing?
Is there a second?
Second.
And moved and second. Is there any discussion? Discussion. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carries unanimously. All right. And then under new business, Lakeview Advisory Group, I guess we're going to appoint a couple more members to the official roster.
Can I ask Nancy a question before you get into that, please?
Rick? Sure.
We haven't always used resolutions, have we? For the council?
Yes.
Yeah.
For this council?
Yes. We have used resolutions
for the last 20 years?
No, not for 20 years.
Yeah, I know that my brain isn't that bad. I always want to read the ordinance.
I would say the last 5 years at least.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, I just was trying to figure out why my brain doesn't always want to work right.
It's mentioned in the zoning code for certain approvals. When you're giving your decision on certain approvals, you need to pass a resolution.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay. So, there really isn't much to discuss on this, is there? Just that we're making formal approval of the appointment. There's no other people besides Doug Waddell and Dick Skogerson that have been added then. This will complete the
right so
the
far.
Roster.
I know I've been, you know, getting periodic emails that say this person, that person, so and so's expressed interest. What number are we up to for each of them now?
Ooh, I think, do you remember the list, John? Or,
I've got the list for
Betsy?
Houghton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's probably 10 to 15, isn't it, about?
It's a bunch.
Yeah. I just remember the last meeting that I was here, we were concerned that we didn't have enough people for Lakeview, and it looked like we got several.
Janice, I believe at our last meeting, Janice said we were at 13.
Yeah, wow. That sounds about right.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
I just want to make sure that there's no people that have fallen, that have been, that are on there that we didn't formally approve. Are we certain of that? On the Lakeview is my only concern.
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Because how many did we approve? We only approved...
It was like 5 or 7 last time.
Yeah, and if you're telling me that you're up to 12 or 13, we should be approving more than 2.
However, we did discuss last time that up through and past the first meeting, we would still add people as long as they were on board soon enough to participate with all the history.
Well, I think...
But we would have brought those back to you all for appointment. I think the additions were like the park board... Transportation Commission member at the right time.
Okay.
I think all the ones you've seen were the ones you would have approved.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyone want to make a motion to approve these people added to?
I'll move to approve the addition of those named in this.
Doug Waddell and Dick Skogerson.
Yes.
Okay.
I will second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. They're approved unanimously. All right. And then we agenda topics for the February 16th Joint City Council, Houghton Community Council meeting.
Just want to be sure everyone notices that change from March.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when is it?
February 16th.
February 16th, 2010. The City Council requested that we move it up a month.
So. That'll be in here, right?
They're anxious to talk with us.
And it's when now?
I think it's in the Peter Kirk room.
February 16th?
Oh, sorry, yeah. It's a study meeting before a regular meeting, so they typically do this with other boards and commissions.
So 6 o'clock.
Before an hour in the Peter Kirk room downstairs around the table.
Okay.
So this is an opportunity to put some agenda topics on the table, and we'll let them know.
Yeah, a little brainstorming. So we only get 1 hour... every 3 or 4 years that we get to express our concerns and our how to improve our working relationship with the City Council. So what topics do we want to make sure are discussed? Wow.
Well, it seems like something that... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Keeps coming up, seems to be... some concerns on this council that people's ability to use their property the way they want to are sometimes being encroached, and so maybe we just want to maybe get that out on the table on what that means. You know, it's like you know. What exactly does that mean, and then how can we work together so that we don't end up in situations like tonight, where this thing with the tree permits and the fees, I think we probably feel like we are representing homeowners, and maybe they feel like they are representing regional or citywide, and where does that come together where the greater good versus the individual rights, and at what point, who gives what? You know, maybe have that philosophical discussion. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, my tree bothers your solar panels. You know, and you know, one's what's the greater good? Just some of that stuff.
Okay. This is a good one.
I think we need to see the city has a big agenda, and the new council has a massive load. And to tell them that we're willing to work with them, you know, to the extent that if this has to be a special meeting or something for Rick or somebody else on the council to get together with someone else on their council to work out a problem, whether it be involving the trees or a personality problem that doesn't get along or just a lot of things, we should be more willing to work together if we can. And they're going to be awfully busy trying to fix Totem Lake and the annexation and a whole lot of other things, and our problems are probably not going to seem very important to them.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, John.
Three things from my end. Number one, discuss common goals and objectives for the park and ride future development or possible future development.
Mm-hmm.
Common goals and objectives for the trail that runs through two neighborhoods within our jurisdiction. And the third is about the potential future waterfront development into commercial property long term. Specifically, I know one that we've bantered around here is, do we want air travel or no air travel? Because that's probably might hit the radar screen this next year.
Seaplanes.
Yeah. What do we want? You know, do we want?
That's a lot of stuff to cover in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think those are three things that are going to hit home for us. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those are concerns we have. Those are good ones to bring up. Mm-hmm. Specific ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's always the big revenue question.
Revenue?
Yes.
What can we do to make more money for the city?
Right, without destroying the nature of the place that we enjoy living in.
Right. So,
that's a big conundrum.
Okay.
That's a good point. You know, I go running through downtown, and each time I notice a new empty storefront, I think, man, the city council, the city's got to do something to help here. And they're just bleeding. Got to do something.
Well, I know, but that begs a point. I mean, we want our government to do things, but where do they get the revenue to do it? And if we say, well,
it isn't revenue. It's maybe relaxing some of these regulations that are driving businesses away, making it harder for small businesses to start up in the first place.
Or finding some ways that will encourage them to.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, there's two ways of looking at the same coin, how to undo and how to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Incentives.
What could we do that would
encourage people? A perfect example on that is I've interviewed for two jobs, and the people decided not to move forward with pretty small, insignificant remodels just because of some of the upfront costs that they had to do when they got the proposals back for surveys, mm-hmm. tree surveys, and geotechnical report. They mm-hmm. said there's just not enough money left over to do my project, so they didn't move forward. I mean, that's a perfect example. When people said we don't have enough money to do it all, we're spending all the money up front. And they're really pretty insignificant little projects. And whether it's a great big project or a little teeny project, they had to spend the same amount on all the upfront study stuff. So they decided just we can't do it. We just don't have the money to do it. And if it was a bigger project, it could get absorbed. But, you know, a little teeny, extending your master bedroom out 8 feet in the backyard, they just, we can't justify this, so... You know, so that's a perfect example. And I don't know how you lax those requirements. I mean, it's like almost impossible. But
Nancy, Paul, you guys probably have a perspective. I'd be interested in, you know, what you see as potential topics that might be helpful in when we meet with the city council.
All I thought of was looking at the work program and just any thoughts about projects that you see coming up in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you might want to touch base on how you're approaching the neighborhood plan process. With this is kind of different, unique. You guys are taking the lead,
mm-hmm.
so that's you know, maybe convey some of those ideas or approaches.
Okay. How is the meeting going to be structured? Who's leading? Or is it just going to be a free-for-all?
It's kind of how you want to do it. It's your meeting, so if you want to...
Oh, it truly is? Yeah. It's whatever we want to make it? Is that
exactly
the structure?
Exactly, I think so, yeah.
Oh, so we can... Okay, cool. Oh,
I mean, it's a city council, community council meeting, so maybe you can talk to the mayor and work out an agenda.
Probably, that would probably be a good plan. And I whether we do it in the meeting or outside of the meeting, having some mechanism that we can... work with any time there's differences of opinion between the two bodies, I'd like to see, a good way to try to resolve differences. I've talked with Jim Lounger several times on issues in the past, and it's been helpful, and I presume I can do the same with Joan, but we should probably get that out there and talk in the open with everybody about how's the best way to work through these things.
Yeah, that may be the most important thing to address at this meeting.
I think so.
I think Elsie hit it on the head.
Do you recall that we do have a process that's in your orientation manual? We could send that out to you ahead of time to relook at it and see if you still think that works.
Good idea. Yeah. Good idea.
Did you say it was going to be in the Peter Kirk room?
Yeah.
Do they serve beer?
Yes.
Yeah, the first time I asked.
BYO. Mm-hmm.
Does the city council like jello shots? Strike that from the record.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend.
Erase that second tape.
Well, then strike the property rights discussion.
Hey.
Oh, I'll be there.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Well, maybe that's something that more of the planning commission meeting that we should have, not the city council.
So send us that, Nancy, and then I think between now and the meeting time, I think maybe I'll just work with you guys and try to come up with a list of, we're not going to be able to do everything, so prioritize, make sure that the most important things do get discussed, and maybe try to limit it so we don't spend all of our time on one topic, but
okay.
Try to accomplish as much as we can in the time that we have. So.
Okay.
Sound
so
good?
You want me to email out that process to you soon?
Yeah.
And then you can go from there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, and when you talk about work program, and that's basically what John was saying, is about common goals and objectives with regard to these projects that are coming up, and I'm sure that neighborhood plan's part of that, yeah. But, okay. Anything else that we want to discuss as far as our time with the city council?
Time to go.
Pardon?
It's time to go.
All right. Unless there's any administrative reports that I'm not aware of. Meeting adjourned.
Okay. Oh.